This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Obvious from the verses we recited. The story of Qarun. The story of Qarun is a very specific story in the Quran. I don't think there's another one that's even remotely close to it. It's interesting because a lot of the stories you find in the Quran, there are others that are have heavy similarities to them. Some difference in context or difference in basic purpose, but Qarun is just very different. The context behind his story is just very unique. I don't have anything else that's similar to it. Now, in order for the story to make any sense, I have to comment on the back piece, which is pointed out in the beginning of the verses in Surah Al-Qasas, when he says, "Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa." That on its own tells us a huge piece of what this story is going to be about. Because if you take the name Qarun and you follow it in the Quran, outside of the story, it's only there maybe twice and in two other parts. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. So in another verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clumps up Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman. And once again in Surah Ghafir, he says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَى قَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. So when you add up these pieces, if you look at those two, then it seems as if Qarun was just another servant of Fir'aun, it seems like it. But then, إِنَّ قَرُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. And قَوْم مُوسَى, when he says قَوْمِ مُوسَى, then he's not referring to him just being a blood relative. No. He's referring to this man being a follower of Musa alayhi salam. And he was his cousin, Musa ibn Imran, ibn Qahith ibn Lawi, and Qarun ibn Yasur ibn Qahith ibn Lawi. So he was Musa alayhi salam's first cousin. Very similar to him in age, a little bit younger than him. And he was a strong follower of Musa alayhi salam back in Egypt. A very strong follower, someone who was associated with Musa as a person. As, for example, Harun alayhi salam was, and many other of Bani Israel were associated with Musa as followers, as people of knowledge, as people who had a certain degree of followership or piety. They were good people. And he was at the beginning. Qarun was. At the beginning, Qarun was a true follower of Musa alayhi salam. He was a muwahhid, and he was someone who fought for the freedom of Bani Israel. He was someone who accepted the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam, the teachings. And he was actually one of the core group that Musa alayhi salam had. But then things changed a little bit. See, Qarun was very, very talented. He was intelligent, very, very intelligent man. And he comes from extremely simple backgrounds, like all of Bani Israel did. Now, as a disclaimer, if you go and you study Qarun's story from the books of Tafsir, meaning depending on which book you read, you may find a little bit of discrepancy in terms of how when they think Qarun actually, his story took place. The minority of scholars think that it happened after they walked through the sea, that it happened during the time of Atih. Now, it doesn't seem to be the case. That seems to be a misguided opinion for a number of reasons, because the clumping of Qarun's story in the Quran is always with Fir'aun and Haman, not after. It's just, I don't have any evidence that it happened after. It's just not there. If anything, فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ, all three of them. And in order for that story to be correct, then this had to happen before they went through the sea, which actually makes more sense in general if you're to study the story. But you may find that discrepancy in certain books of Tafsir, just so if you read it, you're not too surprised, because the Quran does not specifically point it out. We're just reading this. I'm interpreting this from context, and the scholars interpret this from the context. But what we do know in the story, regardless of anything, is that Qarun was very ambitious, coming from very simple backgrounds, and he was able to grow a certain fortune. He was able to make money. He was business oriented, and he made a good wad of wealth in comparison to others in Bani Israel who did not. Now, he did for sure use Bani Israel, use his connection, use the people who supported him. They were very happy to have a person amongst them who had made it financially, who had the money. So they bought from him, and they helped him become who he became. But then things got out of hand. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. And then he turned on them. He turned on them. How did he turn on them? Well, as all corrupt political regimes are, they look for opportunity. Musa alayhi salam had grown. His name as a messenger, as a prophet, had grown. He had become quite powerful, alayhi salam. People loved him and respected him. Banu Israel all, as iltafu hawla, they all basically came together. They were an ununited, or they were a divided group of people that found unity in the person of Musa alayhi salam. It was his character. This happens a lot. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, very similar story. And it's not unheard of. Honestly, societies and nations without leaders, they have nowhere to go. You need people that groups can come together for and around and learn from and be with and follow. If you don't have that in a society, then or in any movement, if any movement lacks leadership or personalities or characters, it doesn't go far. But Musa alayhi salam had grown. Fir'aun's problem was, I need to weaken Musa. So he played on the right chord with Qarun. Because Qarun was a follower of Musa, but also Qarun was very ambitious and he had wealth. And Fir'aun had the ability to take away some of that wealth because of the political restrictions he could have put on Qarun. He made a deal with him. He said, instead of, you know, I can take it all away, basically, I can sabotage your business. Or maybe you've outgrown the person whom you once followed. Maybe Banu Israel is following the wrong person, you know? The person who takes the horn and blows slowly into your ear so your head gets bigger. And so if you were to ask, when I teach the concept of tazkiyah, when we talk about the four major diseases of the heart, we start with al-ujub, and then you have takabbur, and then you have hasad, and you have riyah, and each of them have a story in the Quran that is specific to. Hasad, you talk about the sons of Adam alayhi salam. Takabur, you have to talk about Iblis. But then you talk about Ujub and it's Qarun. Hands down, the story that it talks about Ujub, vanity, talks about vanity, it's Qarun. He is the example of this. Qarun was just, he had that weakness. He wasn't able to figure out exactly where he fit. He couldn't see himself for the reality of what he was as a human being, as a follower of Musa alayhi salam. So once he was given that peace, why continue to follow this guy? Look at him. He's already made so many mistakes. He's already, and he's failing. He can't, he's not a financial mind. Why, look at you. You were able to make this fortune out of nothing, basically. So Fir'aun was able to pull Qarun over to his side. And it was a huge blow to Musa alayhi salam and his group. It was a huge blow. The slow shift of Qarun's narrative, like today, when you watch what's happening to people, and you have Muslim individuals or leaders, and you hope that they at least have some narrative that is reasonable, that supports, and then they don't, and they say something very neutral or something that is watered down and washed down and doesn't have any. There's no teeth to it. There's nothing to it. It doesn't harm anyone, it doesn't offend anyone, it doesn't point out anything that needs to be pointed out. It's dead. And Qarun slowly started to shift. Qarun's adherence to Musa alayhi salam's teaching changed. Qarun's attendance changed. His narrative changed. That's why the Quran said, إِلَى قَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَمَانَ فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. And then Qarun started to question a little bit maybe of what Musa alayhi salam is bringing, what he's doing. So he started to change. And I think the story of Qarun, which is quite complex, it talks about vanity for sure, but it also talks about change. Does anything change you? Are you subject to being a different person if you're dealt a different hand? This is an epic question. It's an epic question. It will never ever stop being asked, and it will be asked to the Day of Judgment. Are your values and ethics and morals and principles constant? Or are they variables? Are they things that can change if your status, if your position, if the scenario that dictates your life change as well? Are you the same person you were 10, 15 years ago? No one should be exactly the same person. You should definitely grow, that's a given. But I'm talking about the ethics. I'm talking about the morals. I'm talking about the principles. I'm talking about the basic decency, the good aspects. Are you the same person you were 15 or 20 years ago or 25 years ago? Or have things changed you? Right? That, you find that in Surah Al-Balad. That's what Surah Al-Balad basically explained. It talks about فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ وَيْطَعَمٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةِ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةِ وَمِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةِ. Can you overcome the obstacle? He was being told, alayhi salatu wasalam, after he was kicked out of he wasn't allowed back into Mecca after going to Ta'if, he was told, are you able to overcome the obstacle? What obstacle are you talking about, Ya Rab? For you to continue to be the good person you've always been. Fakku raqaba wa ta'amun. Are you able to continue to do this? Or now because you're a bit, you have less, you won't do it as much. Because if you do it less when you have less, you may change when you have more. Did money change you? Can status change you? This is the beauty of his character, alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the most beautiful pieces is that he's the same person. You can take any bird view from any point of his prophecy, alayhi salam, life for that matter, for his entire life, and fall and can't come down and see how he's speaking to people or how he's dealing with them or how he views himself or how he speaks of himself or how he, exactly the same. During the times of persecution when he had nothing, in the times when he was the undisputed ruler of Arabia, same guy, same way, same thought process, same perspective, same vision and view of himself. The same thing, he was the same humble, simple person, alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing changed him. Qarun was set up against this one test and he failed. Money changed him. When he became wealthy, فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ He changed. The way he spoke to them changed. The way he thought about them changed. The way he viewed them. It was devastating to see a hero, to see a great man fall. It hurts, by the way, if especially when that person is a role model. Qarun was one of the people who was with Musa. It's his cousin. It's his first cousin. He was there with him every step of the way. But then he fell. He fell. Money changed the way he thought. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ We gave him so many treasures. مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ The keys of the treasures, not the treasures, the keys that open the chests that have all the wealth and the money in them. تَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ Meaning barely can be carried by عُصْبَةِ عُصْبَةِ 10 to 20 people. Nafar, 3 to 9. 10 to 20, عُصْبَةِ They couldn't, أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ with, you know, muscular, 10 to 20 muscular men. They can't carry the keys. The keys are so heavy. This is how much wealth he had put together. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ Because Musa couldn't speak to him anymore. He wouldn't listen to Musa alayhi salam. And Musa, if he went and spoke to him, he felt if he spoke to him, then maybe Qarun will think Musa's envious of all the wealth he made. So he didn't go and talk to him himself. So he put together a group, said, go speak to him. Go figure out why is he doing this and why did he change? So they went, because Musa alayhi salam, you know, was losing, he wasn't listening to him anymore. He did not respect him the way he did before. He did not speak to him the way he did before. There was something that's changed. So he sent a wafd, sent a group of people to speak to Qarun. And they gave this beautiful advice. Beautiful, beautiful advice in the Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ Has nothing to do with happiness. it's not saying don't be happy. In the Quran, farah is used in the context of vanity. That's the meaning of it. Marah and farah are used as words that describe someone who behaves in a vain manner. That's what this, and it's actually, and that's the usage of it linguistically as well. The usage of farah for happiness is mustahdath. It's a new one. It's something that came years later. It did not exist in the original understanding of the Arab of this word. Why? Because Arab, the culture of the Arab is a very harsh one. So words that describe happiness were very scarce. They didn't use a lot of them. So the concept of farah was always used to describe someone who was becoming maghroor, becoming a little bit vain, full of himself. Someone who was not the acceptable, the good time of joy. فَقَالَ قَوْمُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِيحِينَ Indeed, Allah does not love the vain. You're becoming vain. You're allowing this money to go to your head. وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ Use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you so that you may bank it on the day of judgment. You've been given a lot. Use it for what's coming, for the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something. You must use it to make sure that your status on the day of judgment is sealed. You make it to where you want to go. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And we're not saying that you need to live poor. Live well. Enjoy your life. Have, you know, enjoy your wealth. Enjoy what you have. No one's telling you that you need to sit around يعني, with nothing at all. We're not commanding you for zuhud. If you want to enjoy your wealth, enjoy your wealth. You, that's fine. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And just like Allah has shown you excellence, show excellence to others as well. Show excellence towards the people who you owe. يعني, you have to show excellence as Allah did. وَلَا تَبِغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And don't become corrupt. He had allowed, why? Because now his wealth was connected with Fir'aun's. There was mal haram now in his wealth. His wealth is not as pure. He built it on the hopes and dreams of Bani Israel. And then he connected it with the wealth of Fir'aun. And it's corrupt now. وَلَا تَبِغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't pursue the corrupt on this earth. إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Indeed, Allah does not love. You can hear these people talking to him saying, "This is what Allah loves and what He doesn't love." Twice now, إن الله لا يحب. He doesn't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, for His own sake, do this for you. What was his response? قال إن he through his response let us into his inside of him. He gave us a glimpse to what's happening on the inside. Had he not answered, I would just have to speculate for you. I would be forced to speculate why it is that Qarun did this. He was min qawmi Musa. Why baga alayhim? Why he sold out that way? Why he gave in to the to my, I would have to speculate, but he gave me a glimpse into his heart when he answered the question. He helped us understand why it is that he gave up so much. Why it is that he was no longer adhering to the teachings of Musa alayhi salam. Why he now kind of sided. He was seeing the narrative of the politicians of the time. He was understanding that no, the leaders here have a point, and the people need to be controlled, and people have to know their place, and we give them quite a bit. I don't understand why it is that they always want more. You know that narrative, that sick, disgusting, vomit-inducing narrative that comes from people who have a lot of money and look at everyone else as if they're just a flock of sheep, human beings who have really no actual value, and speak about them that way behind doors, behind billion-dollar doors, basically. And this narrative will continue to grow. It exists everywhere. It exists here as well. It's not just a Middle Eastern problem. It exists here as well. Here, they just give you enough so that you're not, the piece of bread they throw is big enough for you not to, care too much. But back home, they don't throw a big enough piece of bread. So people, start asking a bit more questions and listening to it. But that's the same narrative that existed there, the same one that exists here. And Qarun has the same problem. He was put into that group, and it felt nice being in that group for once. Felt nice not being a part of the lower or upper middle class, being a part of that 1%, the people who actually have the money, the people who actually make the decisions, not the puppets that we have to deal with on a daily basis, but the actual human beings who are making stuff. He was now a part of this inner circle. And in inner circles, they're like religion and Musa, and I don't know what he... Can you deal with this, Qarun? Can you do something about this? Can maybe keep him down, quiet him a little bit? Maybe he's giving us a headache, and you understand how this works? Yes, I can do that. We'll give you our support. So he was given his support. And now Qarun aspired to outgrow Musa alayhi salam. He gave you a glimpse. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I exclusively have all of what I have. I know you all are here to tell me وَبْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ. You're using these terms. مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ. This is not, stop acting like we are equal. Stop acting like Allah just gave this to me. I worked hard for this money. I worked day in, day out. I stayed up when you were all sleeping. I was up all night planning. I was working. I was putting my effort into this. Now he ain't lying. He's not lying. All right? This is the piece I need you to contemplate and reflect upon, or else you won't learn from this story. He wasn't lying. He worked hard for his money. He was an intelligent, ambitious person who worked hard to make the wealth that he made. So he made that money. But that narrative is ill. There's something wrong with that narrative. That's the narrative that I have of you when you go and you make something of yourself. That's how I look at you. I say, that person, he worked hard. He worked hard. He put in the hours. I appreciate that. I acknowledge that. Barakallah. Like, you worked hard. That's important. I will respect that. That's not how you see yourself. That's not how you see yourself. You see yourself like that. You are, oh. See, Qarun, when he said that, he was already unsavable. He was so far, you couldn't save him. Alas, he was lost in the vicinity of his own mind. His ego was so big, he was lost somewhere in his ego. He couldn't find, you can't find him anymore. He's not there. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. It's my knowledge. It's exclusively my hard work and the knowledge that I have. You're coming here and talking to me about as if I was just given this. I wasn't just given this. They didn't say that to him. By the way, if you listen to the pieces of advice, they didn't say that at all. How he heard that, that's how the nafs hears it. Now you give the nafs the ability to filter through things, it'll filter that piece in. The nafs will filter in what's being said and take in all the negatives because it wants to protect the wealth, wants to protect that. Doesn't want to, don't touch my wealth, don't touch my money, don't touch what I have. So that's what he heard. Because that's what he heard, that's what he answered. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Where is the peace? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl. Even يعني, kuffar, right? هذا من فضل ربي. They at least write it. Even the crooks, even the crooks will write on their large stolen money hotels, هذا من فضل ربي. This is from my Lord. Because they, you know, even يعني, the person who stole their wealth from the mouths of the poor people will write that at least. He didn't even say that. Listen, his answer, where's his answer? Where's it, alhamdulillah? Didn't come out of his mouth. Innama is for exclusivity. It's not to emphasize. It's not to emphasize. He's not emphasizing. He's saying exclusively. It's ilmin indi. It's knowledge that I possess. It's something I possess, indi. Something I have. See, I'm different. I'm special. That's why I am where I am. Are you within the inner circle? Huh? Do you have all the money? Did you work? You didn't. Why are you acting? Why are you giving me advice based on what are you giving me advice? You know nothing. You have nothing. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I exclusively, that's where I got it from. There's no alhamdulillah. There was no, see, alhamdulillah is a word that we say there is, every time I see you, كيف حالك alhamdulillah. Then we walk a second, كيف حالك alhamdulillah. Say, كيف حالك alhamdulillah يا أخي. Don't get tired of it because it's the word, you know, we do this, we ask each other this question a lot because that's the word I want to invoke, provoke that word to come out of you. You want to do the same thing for me. So I say alhamdulillah. So I take what I have, I attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got somewhere in life, academically, financially, socially, politically. You got somewhere, you achieved something. The way you look at it is this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me in His blessings. You could have failed me every step of the way. I'm only here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed me to be here. And He can take it away anytime He wants. So my full gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I worked hard. But let Him be the judge of how hard I worked. Now, I put in the effort, but let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be the judge of the effort that I put in and what I get for it. Instead of me being the judge of that. That's vanity. Vanity is where you start judging. No, I did well. I did well. Really? You did? Who told you? Who told you did well? No, I want to know. Who's the one who gave you that certificate? You're patting yourself on the back now. Who patted you on the back? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pat you on the back and say, good job? He didn't. Then maybe hold off a little bit, just for your own sake, because Yawm al-Qiyamah, because that's how you know. It's Yawm al-Qiyamah, you go to Allah, how did I do? Do well? I did well? Alhamdulillah. I did well. So he'll praise you. He'll praise you. He'll say, yes, this is you. This is how hard you worked. Yeah? This is how hard you worked. He'll tell you that to your face. Alhamdulillah. But I'm telling it to my, based on what? I'm giving myself credit for something. Yeah. Whatever effort I had, he created. Whatever intelligence I have to achieve it, he gave it to me. Whatever grit I was able to muster to actually get this done, He's the one who. How do I take anything I do and disassociate it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's insane. If you have a basic understanding of theology, a basic understanding of tawheed, you understand it's impossible for you to attribute anything you do to yourself, really. You have to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible. But He gave us a glimpse into inside His heart. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Yeah, that's what got him lost. Then he sold out and he lost his way. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Why, he doesn't know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been for the longest time taking and punishing those who have more strength than him and have more wealth than him. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And criminals won't be questioned about what they know what they did. Meaning they don't need to be questioned about it يوم القيامة. He'll know what he did. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. In his attempt to overthrow Musa عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That's what the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ would say, يعني صَبَرَ مُوسَى عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Every time he would be in a different difficult position, he would say, لَقِيَ مُوسَى أَخِي أَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. And of course he didn't, but that's what the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ would kind of console himself. He would say, Musa, my brother, he had to deal with worse than this with Bani Israel, and he was patient. But there's a point there. That Musa alayhi salam, it's not enough, yes, Fir'aun, And Haman, he's dealing with people who are murdering. Harun, by the way, continued to accept the murdering of the children of Bani Israel. It's in Surah Ghafir, you can read it. فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّبٌ. And then they continue, the verses continue to talk about how Qarun is one of the people who accepted استحيوني ذبحون ذبحوا أبناء الذين آمنوا معه واستحيوا نساءهم. So this is how far he went. He completely sold out. He became a part of the other group. He now saw their, he was a seller of their narrative. فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. So he comes out to his people. عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. That's why this word is so important. إِنَّ قَرُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. So the ayat are connecting this story. He was targeting, he's from the followers of Musa. He was spoken to by the followers of Musa. And he's going back and trying to target with his actions the followers of Musa alayhi salam to see if maybe he can get them on. فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. He came out with all of his grace, all of his beauty. He came out, all his cards on the table, he looked amazing. He showed the strength, the money, the power, the control. He showed it to people, and it was mesmerizing. And for a moment there, those who had a little bit of weakness caved. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those who their goals were always somewhere inside of them, the dunya. Are people who claim that they look for akhirah, but deep down inside, they're still following dunya. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those who just want the dunya. But يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَا قَرُونَ. We wish that we were given that which Qarun was given. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, he has a great, he was given a great hadh, a great nasib. Surah Al-Qasas, as I explained a few times before, is the first surah in a cluster that talks about relationships. And Qasas talks about relationships with people. Each story shows you a story, each story in it shows you a scenario where when you look at it, you misjudge it. And you see a lady throwing her son into the Nile. A'udhu billah, you criminal, you heartless. No, not at all. Not at all. You see Musa alayhi salam beating the living bejesus out of one person. No, that's not why. It's not ma ya'tadi Musa upon someone. You see two women holding back the sheep while men are working. And you think, well, no, it's not what you think. They have Abuna Shaykhun Kabir. They had no. Every story in Qasas, when you look at it, you judge it and think, no, that's not actual the reality. There's a problem with judgment. Stop judging people's stories. Stop looking at people and acting like you understand. No, I know what this is. So again, why Qarun's story specifically here? It talks about vanity, of course. It's because they looked at him and then they were envious. We wish we had what we had. إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. No, he wasn't. No, he didn't have حَظ عَظِيمٍ. He would have been better off if he made no money in his life. Because at least he would have stood by Musa alayhi salam. He would have continued to be one of Musa alayhi salam's qawm. He would have continued. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. قَوْمَهُمْ, he chose the best of the people he had. He was of that core group. Had he not made the wealth, he would have still been that. Money polluted him. It ruined him. It ruined him. This story is for all those who may be able to look back in their lives and say, I've changed. I'm not the same person I was anymore. I've allowed things to change me. I've allowed wealth, I've allowed status, I've allowed something. Don't let anything change you, yaakhi. Nothing should change you. You have to stay the same person, the good person. I'm not talking about the bad stuff, the good human being, the humble, confident human being that you always were. Don't let things take that away from you. Qarun, إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Look what he has. No, that's not what he has. No, he's been given dunya. Dunya has been opened up to him and he's lost himself somewhere in his large ego. And very soon, it's not going to end well. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Those who had knowledge, وَإِلَكُمْ. Beware, what are you saying? ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. He's sold out, what are you talking about? What are you talking about envying his wealth and envying his position? The thawab of Allah is better for those who believe and stand their ground. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. Only those who are persevering are given the ability to do this, by the way. And these are people of knowledge. Are you able to stand your ground and do what is correct? Yes, only the sabirun can do that. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضَ. He lost everything. Some scholars, the majority, say that an actual event occurred where the earth opened and swallowed him. Some other scholars, amongst them, referred to by Imam ibn Ashur in his tafsir, Say, look at this event as not something that happened immediately, but something that happened slowly. The فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ didn't happen all at once, but happened with time. With time, the earth swallowed everything, meaning he lost it all. He lost his wealth. He lost his status. He lost his respect. And he ended up with nothing. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ No one was there left to stand by him by the end of it. And he found no one to help him and to aid him. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ Now, أَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ And the people who the day before, just before, were envying him and hoping, they wishing that they were in his position, they started saying, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ See, وَيْكَأَنَّ is the only one in the Quran is in this story. You don't find it anywhere else. وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ And way is a word of تعجب وتخوف. وَيْكَأَنَّ Yani, wow, that would have been very similar to that would have been, well, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what we were thinking there. وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's obvious, he gives wealth and holds back wealth to whomever he wants. It has nothing to do with his love for people, and it could be khair, it could be shar. We had this, we have completely misread this. لَوْلَا أَنْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty upon us, he would have done the same to us. He would have done to him what he did, done to us what he did to him, and take everything away from us because we thought for a moment that that was the right thing. Dunya played in their eyes, and for a moment, some of them, those who wanted dunya, started to feel maybe Qarun is right, maybe Musa alayhi salam is full of it, maybe Musa has just been telling us, look at this guy he had, look at him, look at what he has. He's he makes things happen. He can he's a shaker mover type of guy. They started to lose a little bit of. وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّهُ that has this ta'ajjub in it. No, it's obvious that he doesn't, that's not the case. We were completely wrong. They were taken back by what they observed. They came to a realization. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا That hereafter, the ajr of it is given for the people who do not want to be vain and do not want corruption. They don't want ulu, they don't want control. They're not trying to control people. They're not trying to corrupt the world they're living in so the status quo changes, stays so they can make their money. لا يريدنا علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا ولا عاقبة للمتقين. And all the end will be for the pious. And that's the story of Qarun. Qarun, who aspired to the wrong thing, allowed money to change him, became vain and lost his way. So much was set up for him. He could have been so much more. He could have been one of the people who crossed the sea with Musa. Who stood by Musa and supported him during the difficult times. He could have been one of the people who pushed to enter the Holy Land when Musa found no one to stand by him when he gave the command to enter the Holy Land. But he didn't. Money took him away from himself. And I think that's a story that's worthy of sharing with you. I hope that was of benefit. Subhanallah bihamdik shayna la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in jazakumullahu khair wa barakallahu feekum inshallah the breakfast the men is in the main hall and the sisters inshallah in the extension and we will aim inshallah to finish around 8:45 or up to around 9